On our morning show today from WRCO Radio, we're pleased to have in the studio a couple of the All-Stars who will be representing Richland Center at the upcoming Shriners game at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. We have Liam Fingerson here, we have Brady Dosh, and we have the head coach for the South School All-Stars. That's Coach Troxel. How you doing again, Coach?
I'm doing great. It's been crazy how fast it's gone. I know when we sat down early in 26 and talked a little bit about, you know, the All-Star opportunity and the game that was coming up, and I mean, it's nuts to think that it's only a couple days away, you know, from that week of practice and then just over a week out before the actual All-Star game itself.
Yeah, it really is, and it looks like the forecast is for a warm one, but you wouldn't expect anything different in July, would you?
No. I think we've been kind of spoiled so far this summer, you know, with not a ton of hot days, you know, and we just make sure that we're mindful of the weather and we're smart about how we practice. We build in water breaks, you know, and with that week of practice, a lot of it, our focus is going to be installation, right? Because you only have about 5 days to put in an entire offense, a defense, right? You know, definitely touch on special teams, and then it's go time, right? And so a lot of these kids are going to come from different programs that have different systems and different terminology, and you just want to make sure that your system is complex enough, right, to fool the opposing offensive defensive coordinator, right, but simple enough for our kids to really kind of wrap their mind around it too.
So I go back to the basics, you know, like 31 power and, you know, just like A-gap things and, you know, old-time terminology, I guess, right?
Yeah, talking to other coaches that have coached in this game and coached in All-Star games in different states, you know, they say that you want to have about six plays that you really feel good about, you know, and then offensively you find a couple passing schemes that really kind of fit your personnel and just get really good at that. So it's not like we're going to have 50 or 60 different plays out of, you know, 7, 8, 10 different formations, right? We're going to keep it kind of vanilla to make sure that it's good.
Interesting. So you had some of the coaches in here the last time you talked with us, and I'm sure they're all looking forward to it. They all have a role to play, do they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have about 7 assistant coaches that represent the South Small, and I'm spoiled that I get to bring my OC, Dave Darling, you know, and so we've been talking about this for months, you know, so we've got our own South Small offensive playbook that's already established, and at this point, we're just kind of you're tweaking it, right? You know, because going into this game, you get to pull from some of the best talent in the southern part of the state. And so now it's like, well, we could run this because we have the personnel to do it. And we could run this and this and this and this and this. So what are we going to really hang our hat on and be really, really good at? So it'd be nice to have Dave there and going and having kind of that understanding of what he's trying to accomplish. And I know our other offensive assistant coaches have done a tremendous job kind of wrapping their mind around, here's the formations, here's how we call that, right? Here's the verbiage, and here's the scheme, right? And a lot of these guys have been around football for years and decades, you know, so it's just, it's the same song and dance, just going by a different title, you know, and so they're able to kind of really connect with it quickly. And our defensive guy, the DC from Clinton, and he's just a great guy, right? He's just very much a see ball, get ball personality. And so it's going to be really fun to watch those guys just flow to the ball and just hopefully wreak havoc on the North, whatever they throw at us.
And you're taking along another one of your coaches, Coach Clerkin, as well.
Yeah, Coach Clerkin will really anchor that defensive line. And I know with some of the guys that we were able to select in the self-small class of 26, there's a lot of big dudes that have a lot of speed that not only were successful football players, but also very successful on the wrestling mat, right? You know, in the track and all of that stuff too. So it'll be nice to really have a big, big front, you know, on the D-line, but then also have a lot of really speedy linebackers. And, you know, when we look at the kids that we were able to select, I mean, we were around 45, 46 different kids, you know, all throughout, you know, Wisconsin or the southern part of the state. And I think a lot of our kids, what you'll see with this year's team, really represent Southwest Wisconsin. You know, and talking to different recruiters that have kind of looked at our area, they just talk about Southwest Wisconsin being a hidden gem with talent, especially football talent. And so that'll be awesome to really showcase, you know, what our part of the state has to offer with that. So from Mayville to Cochran, Fountain City, down to River Ridge, Blackhawk, Warren, then over into the Racine, Kenosha area, I mean, you're gonna have a lot of talent, and we certainly have two guys here from center that are definitely going to contribute with the talent pool that we have.
How do you determine who starts with that number of kids?
That's a great question. You know, I think we go up there the first day or so and have some initial meetings about our scheme, you know, and then we get a little bit of time to look at indies and group and just see who's performing, you know. And so based on that, we'll have conversations with the coaching staff about, okay, here's our number one, here's our number two. But realistically, what we're looking at are packages where we have certain personnel that really complement one another. And so the whole goal of the All-Star game, right, obviously is to beat the North, right, but also to ensure that every kid touches the field, right? And so we'll have different series, we'll have different packages, again, that kids get in on. And so that'll give us a chance to really kind of attack where we want to offensively, right? And then defensively really look at, okay, are we playing against a spread? Is it more of a power look, you know, and put our kids in the best position to have success.
Overshadowing football is the fact that this is a fundraiser, and that's, you know, kind of the main reason, too, that you're doing this game, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything that we've done so far has benefited Children's Wisconsin, and what they typically do is you have a north large and a north small, right, and then the same in the south, and then you have an eight-man division. So there's six all-star teams that will be represented up there at Oshkosh. And so of all six that are raising funds, our South small squad raised over $83,000.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Thank you. So, I mean, that's the top out of all six teams. And the WFCA has told us there's a special thing that we've won. We don't know what it is yet, right? But I think it'll be a cool surprise this week. And I think it may have something to do with our friends that were green and gold.
Wow, that's cool. So I got to talk to Coach Darling about this, but I'm thinking, you know, in the playbook, pass out on the flat to Fingerson, and then the old hook and ladder pitches to Dosh are on the way by, and that's sure to score. Right?
Yeah, we're going to have to see how they show up here in the next week or so. That may be the case. So
that'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
So talk about these guys in the studio with us, Liam and Brady, and why they were chosen for this honor.
Yeah, great question. So when we take a look at a lot of the kids that were selected for this year's team, you know, a lot of these kids are two-way players from their home programs. And so they have had teams or their teams or their programs have really relied on them for a lot of different ways, right? And so this is a chance for us to really kind of platoon and select kids for specific purposes. So Brady is an all-region linebacker. He's an all-region running back as well. But going up there, we just love the way that he hits the hole, right? His vision in space, you know, and just his tenacity to fight for extra yards. So Brady's going to go as a running back for us, and he's going to join a very, very successful and talented running back backfield, you know. So we've got a couple all-state players, right, and Brady will fit right in with them. So we're really excited to give him a chance to carry the ball, right, especially behind some offensive linemen that are, you know, 6 feet plus across the board, you know, and definitely some tight ends that are going to move some people out of the way. And, you know, when it comes to Liam is kind of this special character, right? I mean, he's an all-state punter, you know, but he's also a pretty jacked up tight end as well. So that'll be awesome to use his height and his strength as an advantage for us to kind of open up gaps on the line of scrimmage, but also to look at mismatches, you know, to put him out there against guys that aren't 6'6", right? And give him a shot. And I think what you'll see that's kind of different with this game compared to Hornet games in the past is we've got three different quarterbacks that can put that ball on the money. So if you're a big target and those hands go up, be ready. You know, you're going to be a big target for us.
Interesting. Well, let's bring the boys in here if we could. Liam, congratulations on being selected. Is this quite an honor for you?
Yeah, thank you. Definitely. This is amazing. You don't expect this when you're younger, but it's great to be able to do this. I mean, just another chance to play football and to play with some of the greatest guys around the state. It's just amazing. And to get to play with my coaches and Brady again, even more amazing.
Awesome. Are you going to get to punt the ball? Or
yeah.
You're going to be the punter then?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. But hopefully not. If you move the ball and you never have to get stopped on fourth down, you maybe not have to then, right?
Yeah, of course not. But.
And you kind of use this as a prerequisite because you're going to be going to camp in a short time, aren't you?
Yeah, right at the beginning of August, I go up and I keep playing just in another town, but still get to play football.
So you were a part of the fundraising, Liam, and how did that go for you?
It went pretty good. We both got a bit of help from the Booster Club, which we'd like to thank them for that. I know I got a bit more from family and whatnot, but for the most part, I felt like it was pretty relaxed, and I felt like the money came in pretty easy.
What have you been doing this summer to kind of stay in shape and prepare for the game?
I have workouts that I've been given through my college. So I've been just doing those like 4 days a week and then running on my own time. And I've been doing a lot of that, going with my friends, just making sure I'm staying active, to stay in shape, get bigger, all that kind of stuff.
So you're going to be playing on the offensive side of the ball. Do you miss defense or not?
Definitely will. Yeah. The edge is always so fun to play. Mm-hmm. You get to look down that line, go hit whoever you want.
What about going back to high school, Liam? Memorable game? What would be one of the most memorable games that you played in high school?
My most memorable game was our game against River Valley on homecoming night. I mean, it was just insane to come back and beat them. Just, oh my gosh, the fumble, and then I got to kick it, and I kicked it right off a kid, and we got it back, and then we were to score the last field goal. It felt great. It was probably the best game I've ever played.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What would you like to do as far as a career when your schooling days are done at Eau Claire?
I'm going on a pre-med track, and it's going to be a mix of biology and chemistry, and it's going to be very accelerated, which is nice. That's what I like about it. And after that, I still have to pick one, but I'm going to go to a med school, of course, and I'm going to see like if I want to specialize or what I want to go into. But my plan is to be a doctor, you know, wow, physician, something like that.
That's impressive. I presume you've talked to your coach, Dr. Brian Krull, who's a member of Coach Troxell's staff, because mm-hmm. he's taken a similar path, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. I talked to him about it a bit. He was always so nice about it. He's very supporting. But
how are you going to divide the time, though? There's a little studying involved in that whole path.
No, definitely. I got to see. My first semester in college is going to be a bit of a learning opportunity to see what my time will be like. But I'm pretty blessed to have worked as hard as I did in high school, and I get a bit of freedom with going in with a lot of credits.
So you're already set up pretty well for your freshman year then?
Yes. I feel like I am, yes.
That's awesome. So on the college team, will you be primarily the punter to start out, or do you know yet?
Going in, they've talked to me about tight end and punter. So going in, you know, you see where it goes, but I should be playing both quite a bit.
What's the secret to punting? Is there a secret or anything that you've used?
It's mainly about how you hold and drop the ball. If you do that wrong, then you're not going to get the punt off right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of pressure on you, especially, you know, let's say things didn't go well on offense and you're standing with your heels right at the back of the end zone, knowing that any step backward is going to be a safety. You probably have had that happen a few times where you're a little bit nervous, don't you?
My sophomore year, we had that happen quite a bit. It gets a little scary when you see a lot of guys running at you, especially when I was younger. But, you know, you just focus on just kicking the ball, getting out of your hands. Hold on to it too long, you'll get hit, but as long as you have a good, clean kick, it doesn't matter.
What's the longest punt that you ever had in high school?
Oh, gosh.
Do you recall?
I believe it's 72 yards.
Wow. Is that a school record, Coach? It's got to be close.
Well, I tell you what, it's a record during my time here at Center, so we're going to call it a school record.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you have the wind at your back then, or was that just the way the ball?
I believe the wind was, if I'm not wrong, coming at me that game, but that still helps get the ball flying up more to get the velocity under it, you know. But, I mean, obviously the wind wasn't too much of a part of it, I think.
Awesome. Did you kick field goals very much for the Hornets or not?
My senior year, I did.
Yeah, I thought you did. So, what's harder?
For me, it's field goals, mm-hmm. kicking.
Yeah.
That I just never worked on as much. Punting always just came more naturally. I liked it more.
Well, you two guys are the, you know, everybody else from the class of 26, they moved on. You still got a high school thing to do yet. Is that pretty exciting, Brady?
Yes, I'd say it's definitely, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to do it. Lace them cleats up one last time. Because for me, unlike Liam, I'm not going to college to play football. So this will be the final time. And it's going to be emotional, but it's going to be fun.
You get a chance to put all your heart and soul into it, don't you?
For one last ride.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's over. But glad it happened, you know?
So Coach Troxell just said that you're going to be on the offensive side of the ball. Are you going to miss playing linebacker?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to miss it a lot. I'd say pretend coach ain't here right now, but I'd much rather be playing linebacker. But there's nothing like getting the ball, running back, running behind some big boys, and then finding your way in the end zone. It's special.
When you were a Hornet, what play got you the most excited when you came into the huddle and they were calling it out, you were going to get the ball?
Definitely 44 counter. That play we ran versus Lancaster on the final two-point conversion of the game, that's the play we ran, 44 counter, and that's my go-to.
One that you'll always remember, isn't it?
Exactly.
So, and to be honest, you know, some of the time you're a little bit undersized for the position. You kind of made up for that with speed a little bit, didn't you?
Yes, sir. You don't have to be great and big at football, you know. It's just what gets you there. Like speed, like you said, just doing that every time, training for speed, hitting the gym, it all helps you. I was undersized, but yes, I prove people wrong by doing that every day.
Yeah, most definitely. And instinct, too, kind of knowing
exactly
where it's going to go and those kind of things. What about most memorable game? Same as Liam?
Oh, no, that was a good game. But I'd say if I had to pick one, it'd either be the one at Lancaster, beating them for the first time in 17 years, or running all over Dodgeville this year, our homecoming game.
Yeah, that was one to celebrate as well.
Yes, sure. It was a blast.
Absolutely. What was your longest run from scrimmage, do you recall?
I would have to say it was versus Viroqua, the first game of the year, maybe like 60-something, if Coach could help me here.
It was somewhere near there, 60, 70-something, you know, as we look at that. There were some big runs. I mean, that's the thing about Brady. You get to the edge, and he's gone. You know, he's going to be a tough kid to catch.
No, most definitely. And I commend you both because, you know, you love all sports. Maybe you like one more than the other, but you didn't specialize. You played all sports.
Yes, sir.
And that did you feel that kind of made you better in each sport?
It definitely did because not focusing on one sport, it helped me with all of them, especially. And then, like, the great weight room program we have at center, it's not just built for football. It's built for every sport. So don't think you have to play football just to get in the weight room. It will help you with everything you need to do in high school.
Mm-hmm. And help you with life, too, right?
Exactly. It's the best thing in life.
Yeah. So you're going to UW-Platteville, I understand.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go down there for the next 4 years for construction management.
Good for you. Awesome. What are some things that you took from sports or you'll take from sports and maybe use in everyday life?
Definitely the teamwork aspect and being a leader. Football really taught me how to lead a group of guys that all have the same thing in common as you. So I'd say that that's going to go far in life with me.
How cool is it to be able to have a teammate on the team at the All-Star game?
It's pretty special. It's definitely something to look forward to because we've been playing sports, football, our whole lives together, and now to finally celebrate one thing, one last time together, it's special.
You guys know anybody else on the team that maybe you played against or anybody that you've been friends with on social media or anything?
There is a couple kids from Valley that'll be on our team. We played against them. I know there's one from Platteville we played against, and then a couple from New Glarus we played against. And I'm sure there's more we played against, but I've known some of them from the meeting we had in March. I got to know them then, so we've been talking on social media, the running back group. And then our quarterback, I know one of them, Brandon Davis, maybe. I know him, too.
Good. How'd the fundraising go for you personally, Brady?
It went great, actually. It exceeded expectations. I'm very blessed and grateful for all the sponsors. The Booster Club donated, my family, some friends donated, and I'd just like to say thank you for all that support. It means a lot to me.
That's awesome. Coach, $83,000, that just still blows me away that this group did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single kid has about a minimum they have to raise of $750. And so I think we've had kids that certainly have met their minimum and then some that have raised almost just under $10,000 or so. And so, I think the goal was to hit $75,000 as a team. And so once we hit that and then the donations continued to come in, that was awesome. And I know that the WFCA and the representative from Children's Wisconsin was very amazed and very appreciative of the work that a lot of our team members have done so far. So to come out, right, and have over 83,000, right, and donations are still open, right? It still goes this whole next week. So maybe we'll top 85. I would love to see 100, you know. I mean, that might be a big ask, but either way, you know, these kids get the opportunity, you know, to play in an All-Star game and raise funds, though, for people that are fighting a much bigger fight, you know, that a lot of times these kids won't experience, right? Hopefully not, right? And just have the impact or the connection with those people that are going to benefit from their fundraising efforts. So it's really kind of cool that they get to experience that life lesson.
What about the itinerary? Could you go over that for next week?
Yep, absolutely. So coaches will report on Sunday. And so we have kind of a pretty busy event or itinerary for that day, where we have to get, you know, jerseys laid out and all the other equipment, you know, a lot of the paperwork, the management side of things. And then kids will report that next day on that Monday at 1 o'clock. And it's initial report. We'll get them checked into their rooms. And a lot of times the room assignments are based on position group. And so no kid from the same school is going to room with one another, right? And so we kind of break it up. And what we've heard from other All-Star coaches is that that's the way to do it. And they're going to form these lifelong bonds with these kids, right, as they go into this week of practice and then ultimately the game. And then we have our team picture. And so after that, we got a team meeting where we'll kind of set the foundation of what it looks like. And then just like we do for a regular football season, there's a couple days of acclimatization that has to happen, where it's helmets only, you know, and then it's pretty much shells for the rest of the week. You know, the WFCA has told us a lot of these kids know how to tackle, right? So the fundamental stuff, they come in with a good base with that. So focus on the installation of your scheme. And so what our days look like, it'll be two-day practices. And so we'll have pass-centered practices, right? And then we'll have run-centered practices as well. And it's an opportunity for us to really kind of look at that, but also to kind of alleviate some of the stress on their body as well, right? And so two-a-days, you know, with full pads, that just is not going to be the case up there going forward. But we do have time built in for team bonding. You know, I know that NCAA, I think 27 just released or will release. So I imagine that there are going to be some dorm rooms that have that plan. And so they'll find ways to come together, and definitely some pool time as well. So the team bonding is a big part of this experience too. But certainly there will be some lifelong memories that these kids come out of this week of practice with, you know, and then ultimately the game that they'll never forget for the rest of their lives.
Will tickets be available in advance or at the gate, or do you know anything about that?
Yep. Every single athlete got 50 tickets to give away.
Wow.
And so a lot of those, you know, go pretty fast with friends and family. But certainly there are tickets that will be available as they come to the game. So what'll be really neat about this will be probably the largest crowd any of these kids have ever played in front of, you know. And so the WFCA wants to make sure that there's a lot of representation. And again, a lot of the proceeds that come out of that go towards Children's Wisconsin as well. So tickets should be available at the door. I think we may have a handful of free tickets, you know, still left. So if anybody's interested, just reach out to us or to me, and we'll see what we can do. But we would love to have a lot of, you know, Southwest Wisconsin, SWC, and especially Richland Center representation at this All-Star game.
Do you know if this is broadcast, televised, or anything anywhere?
Yep, it'll be broadcast. I haven't got the link yet. I believe it's from Zielinski Sports. They're probably big in northern Wisconsin. And so we'll have that link, and we'll share it out on a lot of platforms that we can, so people can watch from afar. So good opportunity, right? If you can't make the trip, or the heat's too much, you know, sit in your air-conditioned living room, right, and watch these guys go out and battle and really defend the South as they take down the North.
Awesome. It's going to be exciting, very exciting for you guys, Liam. We wish you the best. Why did you choose Eau Claire? Why will you be heading there in the fall?
Eau Claire is, well, I mean, there's always a thought of not going extremely far away from home. But then they're just a really nice school for pre-med and like medicine in general. They've invested a lot of money recently into those programs, into new buildings, and I respect that with them. And just, they're just kind of known for that, I guess. So I thought maybe it'd be probably the best place for me to go.
Mm-hmm. What about Platteville, Brady?
I'd have to say I picked Platteville because definitely the distance from home, it's a good distance to get away from mom once in a while. Don't have too much of her during the year.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, careful. She might be listening.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. But then the construction management part, there's not many schools around here that have that. So I wanted to get into that instead of engineering. And then Platteville is a place to go, obviously, for that. So pick Platteville.
Great. What are you looking forward to the most about this next week and the game next Saturday, Brady?
I'm looking forward to meeting the new group of guys that I've never been around in my life, you know, and then seeing them stands packed. It's going to be special to me.
What about you, Liam?
I'm looking forward to just working hard again, getting a chance to go hit guys, get some pancakes in, hopefully.
That's great. It's been a real pleasure watching your guys' career because I've called a lot of your games, not only in football. So hats off to you and good luck in the future in the game coming up. And, Coach, thanks for helping to organize this as well.
Yep, my pleasure.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
Yeah, I think we're going to run 44 counter, so get ready for that one with Liam as a tight end and then Brady running the ball. So
yeah.
That'll be one of the play calls, a 44 counter.
44 counter. Is that the one I requested? No, I requested the hook and ladder.
The hook and ladder. Yeah. Yep, I think Brady wants the 44 counter.
He does, okay.
We're going to run it all over the north.
Wow. Can't wait to see it. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. The All-Star Game going on, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, that's next weekend. The 8-player All-Star Game is on Friday. In fact, you guys get a chance to go see that, don't you, Coach?
We do. Every team will get a chance to go over there and watch that. So that'll be a nice little trip and a nice bonding experience for our squad. You know, and then that Saturday morning, you can get up, have breakfast, right, check out, and we go over there to do what we got to do.
Kick off at noon for the small school All-Star game, and the large school All-Stars kick off at 4 next Saturday. That's at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Brady Dosh, Liam Fingerson, and Coach Andrew Troxell joining us here on this portion of the morning show.